About a year and a half ago, I produced a documentary for CNN about immigration in the American South. And as I was searching for characters for the documentary near Atlanta, Georgia, my producer introduced me to a man named D.A. King, or D.A. for short. D.A. calls himself an anti-illegal alien activist. After his best friend's son was killed by a car driven by an undocumented immigrant, D.A. quit his full-time job and has spent all of his retirement money in the fight against illegal immigration. He protests, he pushes for legislation, he makes phone calls, and writes letters. He is exercising his voice in this democracy. But I wanted to see how D.A. has been taking in the past 2 weeks of the great immigration debate in America. Welcome to Latino USA, D.A.
Thank you, Maria. I'm glad to be here.
So I wanted to know what you've been kind of processing as you saw, you know, anywhere between 100 to 300,000 in Chicago, 500,000 in Los Angeles, and so many other demonstrations across the country, mostly attended by immigrants and a lot of undocumented immigrants, or what you would call illegal aliens.
Maria, in regard to the recent near riots in Los Angeles, Chicago, Phoenix, and all over the country, I stand in amazement that our government will allow people to walk up, admit, and boast that they are in this country illegally, and then demand the rights of citizens. It is an ongoing fascination of mine.
I know that you're fascinated by it, but you must also be a little bit angry.
I have a very dear friend who lives in South Central Los Angeles, a man named Terry Anderson. Terry says, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention.
So what are you mad about? I mean, are you most mad about the fact that it couldn't be more blatant that the federal government basically is saying, wow, we're going to let 500,000 immigrants, let's just say half of them were here without papers, and that the federal government is basically saying we're going to allow 250,000 people who don't have the legal right to be here to basically just say, hey, we're here on the streets, and yet no one really showed up to even begin to ask them if they were or were not here legally?
Well, I don't think the question needs to be asked. My anger stems from the fact that our borders are not as secure as Mexico's, that the United States government does not enforce many of our laws for a certain group of people, namely the criminal employers and the illegal aliens who are here in absolute violation of our laws. My anger also stems from the fact that it seems to me that there is a set of rules for the taxpaying citizens or the voters, and then there's a set of rules that are applied to the bankers and the employers and the illegals themselves. If someone has the temerity to speak up and say, look, this is not right, they are labeled with a lot of ugly names for simply saying that the law should be equally applied.
Thanks for joining us on Latino USA.
It's always my pleasure, Maria.
D.A. King is the founder of the American Resistance Foundation and president of the Dustin Inman Society.